Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Each of us has had some kind of connection to heart disease. It could be a family member, a friend, a coworker. It could even be one of us. During Heart Health Month, we are re-examining the issues and providing you with the important information that you need regarding heart health. My guests tonight are Dr. Yolanda Lewis-Ragland, CEO and founder of Family Fitness and Wellness, and Florence Champagne. She's a heart disease advocate, also chairman and CEO of the Open My Heart Foundation. If you have any questions or comments about heart disease and heart health, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Florence, let me start with you. You had a heart attack in, what, 2012?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I would feel shortness of breath. Sometimes I would feel pain radiating down my arm. And I felt a sensation in my jaw. It was difficult to breathe and walk. Sometimes it would feel like I would be climbing up a mountain, so to speak.
Where were you when this was happening?
Well, at my worst point, I was in a public building right off of Forbes Boulevard in Lanham, Maryland. But leading up to that, I suffered in pain for almost a year. I would go back and forth to the hospital, to the ER, with pains and shortness of breath. And I was sent home a lot. I was sent home most of the time. My blood pressure was unusually high, so they put me on blood pressure medication. And I was basically, you know, sent home, and that was it. And the problem got progressively worse. So it was very difficult for me to breathe more and more until one day I found myself on the floor of a public building, just trying to catch my breath. And it was silly me at the time. I was so embarrassed. Someone came by and said, "Ma'am, are you all right?" And I said, "Oh yeah, I'm okay. Okay, I'm looking for something." Mm-hmm. I didn't want anyone to know that I was really suffering in pain. I could also recall a time when I went to church. I couldn't breathe, and they took me back to the room and took my blood pressure. And found out that it was unusually high, so they called the 911, and I was so embarrassed. I said, "Please don't call 911. I don't want to go to the hospital. I didn't want to be rolled out of the church in an ambulance." Mm-hmm. So those were some times that were leading up to me having my heart event, as I call it, and. Prior to that, I met a cardiologist, and he told me, all of these, you've been back and forth to the hospital several times. Has anyone ever performed a cardiac catheterization?" I said, "No, I didn't even know what that was at the time." So he told me that's when they inject dye in your system to see if there's any blockage. And I said, "No, I never had that done." And he said, Let me ask you a question. What type of insurance do you have?" Mm-hmm. I said, "I don't have any." I was unemployed at the time, and I did not have any health coverage.
So let me ask you, because I want to make sure that I'm clear and that our listeners are clear. You were experiencing these symptoms over the course of a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did not know that these were heart health related events.
I didn't know. And I thought by going to the hospital that I would have been, cured or whatever. But I, like I said, I was sent home each time. And when the cardiologist told me that it's because I didn't have health insurance, mm-hmm. that I didn't receive the proper diagnostic testing. Mm-hmm. That's when I realized why I was sent home so much.
Dr. Yolanda, on this program, we have discussed this time and time again. And you know, obviously, we are talking about a black woman in this case. And we've understood that heart health related events often present differently in women and black women. When you're hearing what Florence is sharing with us, what goes through your mind? Because first, let me say, I am so glad you are still here.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm still here
with
too.
Us, you know.
Amen.
But you know, when I listen to this, I keep thinking there was a chance at that time that you may not have been.
That's right.
What are you hearing when she's talking about this?
So this is a it's a near and dear subject for me. When I actually met her in the lobby and gave her a big hug, she went to shake my hand, and I thank God for you and for your life, because my mother passed of a cardiac event at 57 years old. I was a second year medical student. I was just learning about health in general and heart health and mm-hmm. being aware. And so what bothered me, and the reason I went to medical school, is that health disparities are real, right? When we go into medical centers, when we're seen still, we're looked at economically, what can we do, you know, the color of our skin. When we go into certain places, we're not necessarily they don't have a real tolerance for us. I remember in medical school, you know, I did a lot with sickle cell. There were issues with these kids being in pain and drug seeking. Who's drug seeking at 10 and 11? This was sickle cell. This is true pain. So we still have a lot of work to do in the medical field. Mm-hmm. And I apologize for those people, right, who did not see you as an individual and who did not listen to your symptoms. And I beseech anyone listening to begin listening to yourself and listening to your own body, because what you said was very important. What we tend to do is we do sort of ignore it. When someone kind of tells us it's not that important, we begin to believe it's not that important. But doctors have to remember that we are seen as the authority. So when we tell someone that it's probably not a big deal, they're gonna believe that. I take my job very seriously. I work with women, but I also work with children. You don't tell someone that, it's not nothing. You know, come back and if it's worse. Here's the problem with heart disease with black women. When it's worse, I may not be able to come back. Often we have very subtle symptoms. I say it all the time. It's a PSA to see commercials and movies where someone grabs their chest and grabs their left arm. That's a PSA for white men, because that's how they have heart attacks. And guess what? Everybody knows when they see someone, a white man, clutch his chest or grab his left arm, he's having a heart attack. Call 911. We don't know what our signs and symptoms are, so we don't get that PSA. But you are a walking commercial, okay? We get headaches, shortness of breath. We might have a little jaw tingling, a little pain. But here's the problem. We have things so subtle like tightness in our chest. It feels like indigestion. Mm-hmm. But when you're eating poorly.
Or heartburn.
And you have heartburn, right? Mm-hmm. When you're eating poorly, you just assume it's something you ate. Mm-hmm. We get a little back pain, right? And we're so used to suffering. We're so used to bearing these things. One of the reasons, and I'll talk about my event soon, but one of the reasons I really, grab hold, not just because my mother passed of heart disease, but I watched this really strong woman be Superwoman, be Wonder Woman, have this S in her chest, at times two W's, right? We have to learn self-care and self-prioritization. We have to start modeling behaviors and recognizing that we don't have to carry the weight of everybody and everything on our shoulders, because we don't listen to our bodies when we think we just got to push through.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about heart health and making sure that you know the signs of a possible cardiac event, what you can do to make sure that you are heart healthy. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go on, because there's more, Florence, that I definitely want to hear from you. Both of you are heading up organizations that have some events. Briefly, Dr. Yolanda, tell me about your event coming up and where we can get more information.
So on Friday here in the district, I'm having Dr. Yolanda's inaugural, if you will, first annual Heart to Heart Red Carpet Affair. And it's a heart health awareness event. It's in Southeast D.C. at the ARC, the Black Box Theater.
Down Mississippi Avenue.
1801 Mississippi Avenue. Yeah. And I'm actually one of the pediatricians right there in the Children's Health Center there at the ARC. And all of the agencies that are at the ARC are participating in this. And the reason this is actually really important, it's so special to me, is because, again, as a pediatrician, one of the things I realized and I thought about is we got to get the children involved in this conversation. That's why it's called a heart-to-heart. We're having this conversation. This is about me and you as adult women. But guess what? When what happens with us as women, as black women, we die. We are 50% more likely to have a stroke than white women from heart disease. And we die at a younger age from heart disease than any other ethnicity. So if we're being taken out at a younger age, guess who that's affecting? Our children. It's affecting our families. So we need to be aware of these things.
And where can we get more information about your event coming
and
up?
And you can go on my website, DrYolandaMD.com. And again, the event is on Friday. It's a free event. So come out at 6 to 9 p.m., and there's lots of information, and it's for the entire family.
And, of course, as always, we'll make sure that information is posted on our website on WHUR.com. Florence, you also have an event coming up actually next month.
Yes, March 13th, and we are having a launch. Actually, Everlasting Life, or eLife, with Dr. Baruch, he has partnered with us, so we will be having support group meetings there, right there at Everlasting Life on in Capitol Heights, Maryland.
And where can we find information about this event as well?
Well, I will be posting it on my website. It is on social media right now. Mm-hmm. But we're having our launch March the 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. on 9185 Central Avenue in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Or they can look on my website at openmyheartfoundation.org.
Openmyheartfoundation.org. And as I said, those both bits of information will be on our website after 9 o'clock on WHUR.com. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about heart health tonight. Jeff, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Jeff. Quickly, what's on your mind?
I feel like the panelists were spot on about economics and HUE. And I think it's kind of been quickly glossed over about what can we really do, because, you know, if somebody's on Medicaid or poor, those are the ones that usually perish, and then they say it's, you know, just, I guess the overglossing things of somebody being big here, there, but things are preventable. But I think economics often does lead to death, especially with, like, you know, black men and health stuff. We haven't really talked that much about that, but we often perish, because of those economic things and they send us home.
Interesting. Jeff, thank you so much for your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Renee calling from D.C. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
When I first called over, I was letting her know that I am an African-American woman, and I've had a cardiac event, and I can tell you that some of the things that I experienced, you wouldn't know were part of having a cardiac event. But some of the things that I learned from having it is how to change my health. Like the young man was saying, that people from different economic backgrounds don't know what they can do to change. Well, I started off at a lower economic background, and I can tell you the things that I started off with changing was, first, stop eating that red meat. That red meat is the worst thing that African Americans can eat. Pork is the second worst thing that an African American can eat, because the hormones and the enzymes that are in those animals, they don't digest through our system, and that's what's the biggest point to killing us.
Well, Renee, I need to take a break, but thank you so much for your point. And on the other side, I will have Dr. Yolanda talk to us about diet, among other things, as we dive deeper into heart health. Of course, this is Heart Month, and we are taking a look at how to make sure your heart is as healthy as it possibly can be. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Still taking phone calls after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is Heart Health Month. Of course, February, the month of love. We're talking about loving your heart. We are re-examining the issues and providing you with information you need to make sure that you are heart healthy. My guests are Dr. Yolanda Lewis-Raglan, CEO and founder of Family Fitness and Wellness, and Florence Champagne, heart disease advocate and chairman and CEO of the Open My Heart Foundation. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, Dr. Yolanda, talk to me a little bit about what Renee was discussing, diet. She mentioned red meat. She mentioned pork.
Absolutely. So, first of all, there's the four most common risk factors for heart disease is something that everyone should know because it's for men and women. And the top four things are obesity, smoking, hypertension, and diabetes. People don't really realize that there's a close connection between diabetes and heart disease, so you really do want to be aware of those. And when it comes to diet, it's huge. There are the top three things I always say that you really want to address for heart diseases: eating right, exercise, and reducing your stress. When we talk about eating right, Renee was on point when it comes to, you know, some of the things we're putting into our bodies, lots of hormones, you know, red meat, pork. I obviously I'm sitting here with a book in front of me, and I wrote a book called Dr. Yolanda's Soul Food Diet, but soul stands for savory, organic, unprocessed living foods. We're talking about fruits and vegetables, you know, herbs. You really have to, and those things clean out your arteries. Fruits and vegetables clean out your arteries. Drink, not drinking processed food. And the young man was talking about economics. It's true. We get preyed upon in our communities. You walk into a store, it's 10 for 10. They're putting all of the junk in the front of the store, and so you're spending your money on these processed items that aren't even food. There's not even nutrients in it. It's causing obesity. It's causing insulin resistance. It's causing diabetes. It's causing heart disease in the end. And so we have to understand that fruits and vegetables and whole grains, these are the things that we need to put more into our diet. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be vegan or vegetarian, but I am saying that you want to reduce the amount of meat and meat substances. Fish and poultry are fine. But again, you still want to have plenty of fruits and vegetables. It's hard when I get a food diary from someone and just get an idea of what you're eating during the day. It's hard for people to admit or really claim that they've had more than one or two vegetables or fruits a day. We're supposed to have 3 to 5 vegetables a day, 1 to 2 fruits a day. Everyone talks about fruits and vegetables. I always purposefully say vegetables and fruits. Why? Because you need to actually eat more vegetables than fruit, because vegetables have less sugar than fruit, and we are need to be talking about sugar. Sugar's killing us. Sugar's addictive. you know, I get to talking about sugar and people stop liking me. They're so into their sugar. But I'm trying to get us to understand that in the presence of sugar, we have to secrete insulin. Insulin is the only thing that processes sugar. In the presence of insulin, we lay down fatty acids. What does that really say? When you eat sugar, you become fat. It is what it is. I can't take that away. I wish I could. But I'm saying we have to start. She is definitely on track. We have to start eating better. And even with your in an economic situation where you have to make some choices, learn what the choices are that you need to make. Everything, you know, maybe, and people tell me sometimes it's so expensive to eat healthy.
It is.
And it is. But some of these people put better stuff in their cars than they put in their bodies.
That's true. But I think that is one of the realities about healthy eating as it relates to any kind of health issue, whether it's heart health or diabetes or the lack of, I mean, we could go on and on about food deserts and...
Or food swamps.
Yeah.
I call them food swamps because here, you know, I'm in Southeast D.C. I live where I work purposefully. I'm from Washington, D.C. I could live anywhere I want. I purposefully live in Ward 8. And it's a food swamp. It's not a food desert. You have plenty of food choices. It's that they're very difficult food choices.
I wanted to go back to Florence for a moment because I wanted you to finish your story because you said you met a cardiologist and that's when this education process really began for you. After meeting the cardiologist, what happened that specifically let you know that you were having heart health issues, cardiac events? Did you... Well, tell me what happened.
Okay, sure. Well, actually, I called him after I got up from the floor, and thank God his assistant got him for me, and he told me that I should go to the nearest ER, and I said, no, I'm not going back there, because the last time I was there, they told me to seek counseling. As if the pain was all in my head. So I've had it with hospitals. I didn't want to go back there. So he said, where are you right now? And I told him where I was. And he led me to a colleague of his, another doctor, which was a cardiologist. That cardiologist, Dr. Shetty was his name, and Dr. Raya was the one that led me there. That cardiologist performed a cardiac catheterization, and when he did, they were rushing me off to the operating room to perform emergency open heart surgery. He said, Ms. Champagne, if we don't perform emergency open heart surgery, we're going to lose you. And he said, when we do perform it, there's also a 50% chance that we still may lose you. He said, your main artery, your LAD, they call it, it's a widowmaker. It's blocked 99.9%, and you're literally hanging on by a thread. So that's when it all happened for me.
Amazing. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Robert calling from Laurel. Robert, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
You know, if I had a topic just right off the top, real good, it'd be feeling the highs and lows, feeling the highs and lows. Number one, you guys out there, taking Google serotonin, I mean, that's really a good fit.
Well, Robert, hold on for a second. What now? Let me suggest this because we often get a lot of our listeners who make suggestions. We like to stick to the medical. We like to have the physicians stick to the medical advice, and so we would prefer that our listeners who do not necessarily have medical backgrounds not give a medical advice because we want to make sure that we are having the most accurate information. So I certainly thank you for your phone call and your advice, but we want to have our physicians stick with the medical advice. So, Robert, thank you so much. What was he talking about?
Well, serotonin is one of the hormones and things that, you know, we that we do secrete. I'm not sure what he was getting at, so I kind of needed a full question.
Is that what we use for sleep?
Well, it's for a lot of things. It can help with making you feel better. You know, serotonin and these things. So, for instance, when you're exercising, you'll secrete some. And like you said, it helps you sleep better. It does help relax muscle. So maybe that's what he was about to get to. I don't know if he was talking about arterioles and arteries and muscle relaxation.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll let the physicians and the cardiologists and the like stick with that. Marie, calling from Virginia. Marie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you. This is a great topic. I have a question. In this age of information gathering, is information with relative to symptoms in black women that lead to a heart attack, is that being gathered in any way, shape, or form?
I'll answer that. So the American Heart Association definitely does studies for all people, and they have their specific studies for black women. I urge people to be more a part of these studies because we aren't being studied enough, and a lot of it is because we have our suspicion, and the suspicions are real, and they're founded in history of being exploited. So I get it. I was trained at Howard University College of Medicine. We make sure that, you know, we got into these studies and we learned things, and I became a doctor so that I would be able to be a part of an environment so people could be trusting, and you have somebody on that side that's actually looking out for your best benefit. But they are looking at these studies, but I will tell you, many of us just don't participate in the studies, so our numbers tend to be low. Ms. Champagne here is one of few who actually survive. One of the problems is that we don't survive the cardiac events. So it's very hard to get a lot of the information and statistics on us because 49% of black women over the age of 20 have heart disease and don't know it. That's deep. We have to become a part of these studies.
Marie, thank you so much for your phone call. Florence, did you have any history of heart disease in your family?
Actually, I did. My grandmother, she suffered from a major stroke, which was her downfall, so to speak. She never recovered from that. My uncle, he had open heart surgery. I think he had it twice. So he did have health heart issues. I really didn't focus on my family, what their history was, to be honest with you. I didn't even think about the relationship that I was having and as far as, my family history and things like that. The doctors, they didn't ask me, and I didn't, it just was not a thought in my mind. I thought I ate pretty healthy. And then I was told, oh, you're young, you look good, you're fine. So looks can be deceiving as well. The doctor talked about, women suffering. And I felt like women, as women, we do kind of bear pain. I mean, we give birth to children. We know how
Absolutely.
To bear pain. So, and then we have our monthly cycle. We're used to dealing with pain. Mm-hmm. And that's how I kind of took it after a while. I was in pain, but I just felt like I needed to bear it. No one was listening to me. So I went home and I just bared the pain.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Baruch, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Brother Harold, I just want to thank both of these women because they are doing such great work, and I'm honored to be working with them in what I would call almost a military hospital-like environment in the D.C. metropolitan area. There's so many people that are sick, and there's so much work that needs to be done. And, nutrition is a part of it. Education is a part of it. Just feeling better about ourselves is a part of it. Having support groups are part of this. because Dr. Ragland said something that is really critical in this, and that is we're being preyed upon. And the marketing is being preyed. We're being preyed upon by the marketing, by the product, and then by the systems. The medical systems and the pharmaceutical drug systems are not necessarily being are not favorable, and the results that we're getting are not favorable. And we have to now take responsibility and take charge of our health. And I am very thankful again to be able to be in a position where I can offer what I have and what I do as a service to these women and the great work that they're doing. So I thank you, Brother Harold Fisher, and likewise Dr. Ragland and Sister Champagne with the work that you're doing. And I support you, and I look forward to us coming back on the air and being able to, you know, talk about the great results that we're getting, which we're already getting, but we need to get more of them because too many of us are suffering.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we appreciate your expertise and your passion as well. I need to take a break. When we come back, what do you need to do to make sure that you are as healthy as you can be when it comes to your heart, no matter what your age? Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, as we continue our conversation about heart health. Let me go back to the phone lines real quick. Alicia, calling from Upper Marlboro. Alicia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question for the doctors on the panel. How do you know, what do you do after you've been to doctors and they tell you, oh, okay, you're okay, nothing's wrong, you're young, you're healthy, oh, that pain, is it should go away, just change your diet kind of thing. Is there a doctor that you recommend? Are there questions that we should definitely ask regarding health care, so our heart, so we can know if, okay, this needs to be addressed?
That's a great question. So there are a few things to say. One is that you should have a list of questions, and you should have information. Like, one of the things that Ms. Champagne talked about is not really incorporating the fact that she has a family history of this. So if this is someone who's having signs and symptoms, you need to know what those signs and symptoms are. You need to know that there's related signs and symptoms. It is very difficult to come in and say, I just have chest pain or shortness of breath. Do you have chest pain and shortness of breath in association with hypertension, in association with family history, so you want to know what are some other things. We were just having this discussion. If you know and you feel in your heart that something's wrong, and you speak to someone and they don't respond, that's just the wrong person. Don't stop there. Go to the next person. Make people use their medical degrees. Make people I'm serious. You're a paying customer. You wouldn't walk into a store, say, I want some shoes, and when someone says, I don't think we have any for you, and not even show them to you, you'd walk out irate. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the next one, because you're probably right.
And just to add to that, I would also say, to people, as an advocate, I tell people to say, could it be my heart? Could this be heart related? Is there another test that I can take, related to my heart? So kind of push the doctors to get the proper diagnostic testing. I was not thinking about heart disease. That was the furthest thing from my mind. But now looking back on it, we do have to be advocates for ourselves, because we do rely on the doctors to have all of the right answers and all of the right information, but a lot of times they don't. You know, I felt as though I was misdiagnosed or not even diagnosed. So you have to take matters into your own hands sometimes, so to speak, and push the doctors a little bit more, so that you can get the help that you need. And, you know, if you don't find the answers there, get another opinion. Go somewhere else. Seek help somewhere else.
Alicia, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. There's something I didn't ask you, Florence. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine today. Thank you.
After open heart surgery, what was the recovery like and life like for you?
I'm glad you asked that, and I hope I don't cry. But I went through depression. It's psychologically, it really takes a toll on you when you've had such a huge event happen and they have to cut your chest open. Mm-hmm. And you think you're going to die every minute. Hearing those words, "we may lose you," had me kind of walking on eggshells for a while, so to speak. I didn't know, you know, which breath would be my last. And I became an advocate because I felt like if I'm going to check out of here, I want to use my voice to help somebody else. I felt like I found purpose through my pain, so to speak, and talk about the disparities that exist, about how I felt almost belittled and degraded when I tried to seek help. And I found that I was not alone, and other women go through those experiences as well, other African-American women. And so, you know, I did go through a deep depression. I also tried to eliminate the stress or reduce the stress in my life. Stress plays a huge part. Just like the doctor was saying earlier about we wear the S on our chest. That is so true. So, like, I'm the social worker of the family, and I'm the this, I'm the mom, I'm the daughter, I'm the this, then that. And so we try to take on everything, and including working a regular job, 9 to 5. And then, you know, if you're in any leadership position, then you have to run things. You have to run the office. And I was in a position where, you know, I had to run the office, manage people, come home, manage that. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And so sometimes you just have to say, I can't do it all. I cannot. I have to find ways to reduce the amount of stress in my life. And, you know, you pick up, you know, exercising, and like I started doing yoga and things like that, and find ways to eat healthy, like going to Everlasting Life or by learning healthier ways to cook. But the stress factor is a big important factor. I began to have panic attacks. I would have shortness of breath because of that psychologically. And I had a Red Dress Gala Awards recently, and we had a guest speaker, Jennifer Donnellan, who was an anchor for Channel 7 News.
Yeah, a friend of our, and she had a heart attack on the air.
She had a heart attack, and she talked about, and I'm so glad she was so transparent, talking about the psychological aspect of it and going through almost like postpartum depression.
Now, some 7 years or so after your heart attack, if you look back and how you feel now walking down the street, going to church, going to the grocery store, physically, how do you feel compared to 2011 or 2012 before you knew you had a heart issue? Do you feel better now? How would you describe it?
Yes, I do feel better, but I do have to watch, like I said, my level of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, you know, you can feel your heart racing sometimes, and I can feel when my blood pressure is going up. And so I really need to check myself and make sure that I'm in a really good space, so that, you know, it doesn't get progressively worse, so to speak.
I want to make sure that Dr. Yolanda has the last word. I've got about a minute left. Your final thoughts about this discussion and heart health for black women and black people
Yeah, I'm glad that we said it for black people, because it really affects the entire family. And one of the reasons this is such an important conversation that obviously has to continue in the end is that it's exercise, it's diet, and it's absolutely stress. And we have to start modeling behaviors. We have to start modeling self-prioritization and self-care behaviors. And that self-care and self-prioritization is eating right. Eating right is extremely important. The mother is the center of this family. If we learn to cook right, if we learn to feed our families right, if we learn to be active and have everybody active, and if we learn that stress is killing us, then this isn't something that's just a black woman's issue. This becomes our husband's issues, our son's issues, our children's issues. All of us need to know about these facts, because if I check out of here early, if you check, it's going to affect my whole family. And so that is why, for me, this is a whole family event. I know it's about us as black women, but it's about the whole family. So we really have to know eating right, exercise, and stress. Stress is killing us.
I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking with us, Dr. Yolanda Lewis-Raglan, Florence Champagne. And let me say again, Florence, I am so glad that you are here with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And feeling good, too. Continue, both of you, doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, for this Tuesday, February 19th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.